Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, let today be known as a day we understand there's a new sheriff in town, and the New York Jets are master negotiators, and the Green Bay Packers are the pawns in which the Jets are using them to obtain Aaron Rodgers.
Well, at least at this point, Aaron Rodgers is still a member of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, but that's because the Jets are winning. That's why. Look, first of all, it's happening, okay? You guys can say whatever you want. It's happening.
Every
day is Aaron Rodgers' Eve.
Well, the show
the
is today.
Could be it. Right, yeah.
And what is Aaron Rodgers' Eve right now?
It's Aaron Rodgers' Eve.
Boy, did you have to wait like
Rodgers
this?
Eve as well.
Did your family do this to you at the holidays or for a birthday? Hey, that present's going to come. I promise. I ordered it. It's back ordered. There under the tree, Jimmy.
Christmas is tomorrow. But when's Christmas? It's tomorrow. But when is it? It's tomorrow. No, it's going to happen. It's not going to happen. All right, that's the whole thing. And now the reason it's not happened is because we got it from Robert Saleh and Brian Gutekunst earlier today, who all met various members of the media today at owners' meetings. Everybody got to talk. We got a lot of great info from different people. We got a lot of controversial topics that came up. But we had Jets head coach Robert Saleh asked about Aaron Rodgers' situation, and he didn't sound concerned. He was like, yeah, hey. It's going to happen.
He's a liar.
He's
got to play it cool like Fonzie. I mean, he knew the questions he was going to get asked.
Yeah.
This wasn't Jim Harbaugh 5 minutes before. Hey, why do I have 97 guys standing around me?
Yeah. Listen to Robert Saleh. He is cool. He is like five little Fonzies. And what's Fonzie? Cool.
We've come a long way in 2 years. And to have a guy of his caliber, there's a lot of guys off it. You know, a lot of guys have wanted to come here and play, and there's a lot of excitement around the organization, and it's a cool thing to be a part of.
Yeah, look, hey, everybody's excited, man. It's happening. So, okay, what did the Packers have to say about this? You had Packers GM Brian Gutekunst tell everybody, We don't necessarily need to get a first round pick back for Aaron Rodgers. Wait, what? Yeah, no, we don't necessarily need that back. So if you're expecting a first round pick, it might not happen. I'd want to get you used to that right now. The Jets are master negotiators. I told you last week, Harm, I told you last week. Why isn't this deal done? Because the Packers couldn't stop blabbing. They couldn't stop there. Hey, we're moving on from Aaron Rodgers. We're talking about him like he's in the past tense. Him coming back is not our preferred choice. We want to move on with Jordan Love. All of these things. And all this did was what? Screw Aaron Rodgers' trade value because you knew you couldn't get him back. All they had to they've been cool for the last 2.5 years since Aaron Rodgers says, well, I don't know if I want to be here anymore. And then two MVPs another year later. Now it's, okay, well, now he's getting, you're cool. For the entire time. You're cool for the 2 years he said he wasn't happy. You're cool for the year he wasn't very good for you. And all you had to do was be cool for a little bit longer, and you couldn't. And you blabbed and blabbed and blabbed about how we're moving on from Aaron Rodgers, and all you did was torpedo his trade value. And the Jets, never accused of doing things really smart, did something really smart. Oh, okay. We could have done this deal right away and said, here's a first-round pick or a couple of first-round picks or a first and a second. Hey, yeah, we got Aaron Rodgers. Instead, it's, you know, I don't think we have to give up a first-round pick. The Packers keep talking about this. They know they can't have Aaron Rodgers back now because I'm just going to let them keep talking and keep talking and keep talking, and then we're just going to give them like a second and a third. And instead, we get to keep that 13th overall pick this year. And we're not going to have to trade that. And that's exactly where they are. The fact that the GM of the Packers came out today and said, we don't need a first-round pick back in return, tells you they're not getting a first-round pick. And this has now gone from two first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers to a first and something. We absolutely have to have that, right? That was the big one. We absolutely, it's got to be a first and more, right? That's what the Packers wanted. A first and more. And then they couldn't shut up. They couldn't be cool. So now it's, man, we've gone from it's a first and more to we don't necessarily need a first round pick here. The Jets are playing this masterfully, and it's going to happen, and they're not going to give up a lot, and they're going to have Aaron Rodgers, and it's going to be awesome. I feel the same as I did yesterday, the day before that. I feel even better today knowing we're not going to give a first round pick for him. I feel great.
Do you give yourself this speech in the mirror every day when you get up? Today's going to be the day. Feeling really good about it. Our guys are masterful negotiators. What do you got, Frosty?
He's the kid at Christmas that goes ballistic, like, with enjoyment when he doesn't get presents.
Because I'm sitting there, and the entire time I'm thinking about the old, and you're younger than me here, Justin, so you wouldn't remember this, and it's an outdated brand a little bit. But, Smith, did you ever see any of the Sears Wish books back in the day?
What is Sears?
Sears. You got to explain to millennials.
What is Sears? So Sears is a huge department store, trials, tribulation, whatever, and changing businesses, and Amazon killed them. But they used to put out this massive book, and it had a huge toy section to it. So my parents, we all have our issues with some of the things from our upbringing. This was just brilliant, and I would have loved to use the same strategy. Now you do it by saying, all right, just scroll on this site. But back then it was, yeah, just go through the book. And they'd always get a second copy. Go through the book and check off the stuff you want. And you check off like 900 things. Like, you were lucky if you got one. And usually it'd be like, nah, that wasn't on sale, so beat it. So same kind of thing here. It's the, you could say we wanted and leak it to Rappaport and everybody else. Yeah, we want two first. That's where we're hoping to start it. Okay, that's great. That's your wish list. That never seemed real. Again, with a guy that is threatened retirement and has been miserable at times, and he's gone and he'd done his airing of grievances time and again. Problem is, he's the guy that you've got to try to figure out a trade value for, so he gets to do that. You do not get to go up in front of reporters at a high school girls' championship weekend and make all the complaints. Likewise, Gutekunst today. Did you really need to go on and say, I don't know, we really wanted Aaron back, but he wouldn't return our calls? And since we can't get into the inner circle, what are we going to do?
Master negotiators. The Jets are master negotiators.
They didn't have to be. They just had to wait for this to implode, knowing that Rodgers is a lunatic.
Master negotiators. Like they took an entire class in negotiating, and now I passed with flying colors, and here I am. Master negotiator. Look,
nah, the Packers, gladiator going, hold.
The Packers have gotten to the point of where you could tell Gutekunst going, all right, I guess we got to let the cat out of the bag. Let everybody know we're not getting a first round pick. And instead, now we're going to go fully on the, hey, this was Aaron Rodgers' fault, right? Like Gutekunst saying, talks with Rodgers never transpired. He ghosted me all offseason, right? It's like, well, we should have waited on this until after we make the trade. But no, we didn't because we were stupid and we lost value and we lost leverage. So now we just have to go forward. We just got to bump up the timeline because we're going to go through the blame Aaron Rodgers timeline now. And now we're just going to accelerate it. So here I am today with, yeah, we're not getting a friend. And we tried to call Aaron, but he never called me back. He ghosted me. I texted him. I emailed him. He wouldn't call me. I was calling other friends going, hey, have you talked to Aaron? Yeah, we texted yesterday. Oh, I texted him. Maybe he didn't get it. I don't know. Let me send a follow-up email to see if he got it. Let me do, like, you know, they wish they had, like, in, like, the 90s and the early 2000s when people would tag emails, like, where they would want to know. They would say, this person has requested that you've read the email they sent.
Yeah.
I used to hate that. Like, dude, don't put me pressure to read your email, and then if I don't write back to you right away.
Yeah, the only reason, like, look, you have to do that if there's something time urgent at your job, buddy.
Yeah, but no, but I know people who do that in general. Like,
oh, no,
like they send you a forward. Hey, they want to know that you got this. Dude, don't. I
have an aunt who that's all she does is sends me news and a lot of conspiracy theories and you name it. It's exhausting. It's like, I'll look, but in the middle of all of that will be our notes to each other about what's going on in the show, what we're looking to do, things that are coming up at the end of the week, whatever. And then I've got 97 emails that I have to parse through. Because every once in a while, she'll send me an old photo of an old family picture. It's like, wow, I've never seen that one. Or, did you see that photo that she sent? It's like, no, I assumed it was the latest.
Mike, you got to hit her with the new email. Who this, man?
I'm thinking about it, buddy.
Look, it's. I don't know if it's the Packers, but they just biffed this. And now it's, okay, now let's move on to the blame part. Because this is what we're going to get. And this is what I told you. This is always going to be the part that I'm afraid of, is that once the trade happens, you're going to get all the stories about this is what happened behind the scenes with Aaron Rodgers. It's going to be, it's going to be embarrassing, and he's going to have to answer questions about this. And then it's going to come up every couple of months. Just like with Russell Wilson with the Broncos last year. And they're going to have to answer these questions as this goes on.
They actually got Russell Wilson.
Listen, do you think the Broncos wouldn't go back in time? Stop. You think the Broncos wouldn't go back in time and say, hey, let's do this deal again. Oh, you know what we got to do?
Man,
we got to play more hardball.
Here, Mike.
So
he's
we're not giving up first round picks. You don't think the Broncos will go back
you're
gonna in
bring
time
up the
we gave up too much?
Yeah, but now you're bringing up the Broncos. And you might say it would be wise for you to follow that example and not do this damn deal with a 40-year-old mercurial wavering quarterback.
Okay. I'm talking about a guy that's won two MVPs in the last 3 years versus a guy that's never gotten an MVP vote, and that's Russell Wilson. So that's just there's a little bit of
it's
a
not
difference
my fault
the
that there's
guys.
Been a bunch of dopey people that
there's
didn't.
There's a little bit of a difference between the two guys. A little bit of a difference. So
no, they both stink.
What the Jets are going to get right. There's nothing happening right now. It's not like, boy, Rodgers has to get the playbook, so he's not. Everything is fine. The Jets are going to wind up giving up way
up
less.
Anyway.
And here's more master negotiator. Stop with that. Don't put that out there. Here's
what
more master negotiator.
The Jets go to?
Is the Jets
this
are
going to
get Aaron
Jason.
Rodgers, and they're going to give up like a second round pick and a third round pick. And you're going to look at everything that's been given up for quarterbacks the last couple of years. You're going to go, wow, the Jets did it right. Of all the teams giving up all kinds of stuff for stars, our players, the Jets did it right. They waited a little bit longer. They didn't give up two firsts. They didn't give up. They did it right. Look at the Jets. Look at the master
Nobody's
negotiator Jets. Yeah, they will be saying that when you find out that they're going to get Aaron Rodgers for like a player to be named later.
The Jets
are
negotiating like that guy Farley in the negotiator before Chris Sabian comes in.
Master negotiator. New York Jets.
Mike,
it's
going to be
right
so
there.
Epic when they don't get Rodgers and they have nothing else except Zach Wilson.
That's
going to be amazing.
Hey, Robert Saleh said today, Zach was the number two quarterback as of today. Oops. What a Freudian slip that was.
And you don't even have another guy on the roster, and he's already demoted.
He's still the number two. He's not the number one, but you don't have another guy. Doesn't matter. He's number two. What if you had to play tomorrow? I would go out there and play. I'd be the quarterback.
We would run Wildcat with our speedy running backs. He turned and said, Breece Hall needs to be ready.
He's a number one. Yeah, number one as of today, as of right now.
Jason, will you at least admit if there's any team that can screw it up, it's your Jets.
The Jets? The Raiders and the Lions.
No, those
are the three teams.
Ooh, that is the medal stand.
Like yes.
Right now, though, the Lions actually look competent.
Yeah, no, the Lions look good.
Yeah,
no,
they both have quarterbacks. Good. The Raiders and the Lions have quarterbacks. You guys don't.
The Lions look good. You want Jared Goff or Jimmy Garoppolo? You want one of those guys?
They're better than Zach Wilson.
Yes, they are, but the game's not
tomorrow.
And
that's all the Jets have right now is Zach Wilson.
The game is, and we have Namath. All right, don't forget. We got Namath, all right?
All I'm saying is
that jersey's not coming off that wall, pal.
Boomer Esiason still lives in New York City, does a morning show. He could get out there and play if he needs to.
These laughs are going to turn to tears quick if they don't get Rodgers, man.
We got guys, it's gonna happen.
He may go on one of those ayahuasca retreats, looking, himself some Miles Teller companionship.
Master's class, my ass.
Guys, two words. Come on, master negotiators. That's what's happening right now. That's what's happening.
No one is saying that.
Everybody's. It's very difficult because it's the Jets. But when you realize, boy, they are masterly negotiating this. That's what's happening.
Dude, Bob told us that years ago. They're the Jets.
Well,
Bob graduated
like 37 now.
Yeah, 37?
Bob is the wolf guy in the Kansas City's looking for.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, look, it comes down to this, right? It's got to just stay business and never personal. Now the Packers have been goaded into the quagmire, giggity, by Rodgers in that it's now personal for them. It's no longer we're just negotiating. We're not coming to terms. You know, we're at some divide and whatever. It's only March. We'll figure it out. No, they're already all in their feels about being left at the altar. Again, going back to someone that's about to lose on a dating show. Yeah, seems like she was hooking up with everybody. Didn't want to come after the kid. So I guess I'm getting sent home today.
Yeah. Master. Negotiator.
Jason, I can get you Zach Wilson's draft hat if you want it.
Master negotiator.
The value of that one has gone down, though.
Can he get me Aaron Rodgers' first Jets jersey? That's what I want. Get me Aaron Rodgers' first Jets jersey.
You really think it's happening? It's so sad.
Master negotiators.
Alex, play some violin here, please.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Jason, you like this song that much?
It's a dance party now, baby. Let's go.
Well, I was trying to think, because, you know, Tyshirt always plays songs that have something to do with something we're talking about. Sometimes it makes sense. Sometimes it's really oblique. Like, you said the word it's, and so I'm playing a song that has the word it's in it. So there you have it right there.
You think he heard it's?
Maybe. I don't know.
The drop's really good right here. You want to hear it?
Yeah, good. Let me hear the drop.
Tom Moore than at Indianapolis, the offensive coordinator. You got a busted play here.
That is one of the finest remixes I've ever heard.
It is pretty good. It is pretty good.
It's the butt fumble remix.
Yeah.
That's next level, Tyshirt.
I got to be honest, and this is what I'm disappointed in Tyshirt a little bit, is that after all these years, right, you hit that whole Stephen A. Smith, Whitney Houston, stay off the weed
yes.
thing, and it's absolute genius.
Yes.
How have you not done some kind of butt fumble remix that makes sense to song? How have you not done that? It makes sense with a beat, with a song. It's Collinsworth saying, forklift him, forklift him, forklift. How have you not done that?
See, Jason, you can put a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for here? You can put a lot of makeup on a pig, but it's still a pig, you know?
I resemble that remark.
It's actually lipstick on a pig.
Well, I just did the whole face because, I mean, the lipstick wasn't doing anything.
So I kept going.
Okay. Makeup. I'm going to put some eyeshadow on the pig, maybe a little bit of blush, some concealer. Yeah, sure, we're going to do all that.
I like the Landlord Marvin one. Like, little stuff like that do it for me.
No, that was a good one. We haven't heard that one in a while.
The butt fumble is just the butt fumble, you know?
Okay. I just thought, you know, you would have something.
But then I have to play it more than I want to.
You play it every bleep and
when
night,
you don't expect
man.
It.
You play that. No. Stop. You play that. You play Running Up That Bleepin' Hill, and you play Tears for Fears every night, even though people in this country do not want to
hear
that.
Were those just requests? Were those requests of songs?
It sounded like it.
All the time. Nobody wants those. I got people come up to me on the street going, hey, you Jason Smith? Yeah. Why do you hear Tears for Fears all the time? I go, I don't know, man. That's Alex Tyshirt's part of the show, man. I mean, you got to talk to him about it. All right.
And then they say, follow-up question, do you really ingest that many Big Macs?
How often do you really go to McDonald's? Does it really happen that often? It is time to talk Hollywood. Because as much attention as Brendan Fraser is getting for winning Best Actor for The Whale, there's a guy who is even doing a better job and putting on an absolute show in the face of absolute embarrassment. And he's putting on a smile. And it's amazing to see. And that guy is Ravens head coach John Harbaugh. All right, today he was besieged by, what was it, like 80 reporters show up at his breakfast table.
Crazy.
Because Lamar Jackson times his social media tweet about how he requested a trade in the beginning of March and I'm moving on, right? His statement was, I requested a trade in the beginning of March. No matter how far my journey takes me, I'll always remember the Ravens fans and the flock in Baltimore. You haven't seen the last of me. This is a goodbye, Baltimore. I'm gone. I asked him for a trade and because they don't want to give me money and I'm waiting to hear back. And he times it so it goes out right as John Harbaugh is sitting down. People see this, and he's got to answer questions about it for 25 minutes, right? What about Lamar? Are you going to keep him? Are you not? He's your player. You can't fall in the whole defense of, well, he's a player on another team. I can't really talk about him all that much. That's tampering. No. You get all the questions. But I give him a lot of credit because for 25 minutes, he answered questions with answers like this.
Seen the tweet. It's an ongoing process. I'm following it very closely, just like everybody else is here, and looking forward to a resolution. I'm excited, thinking about Lamar all the time, thinking about him as our quarterback. We're building our offense around that idea, and I'm just looking forward to getting back to football. I'm confident that's going to happen.
And he spent some time laughing, joking with reporters after. This from a guy, we're planning around this guy, even though clearly, A, I have no relationship with him. I don't talk to him. He doesn't talk to me, but I'm planning as if he's going to be our quarterback. This is like if you get engaged to be married and one person is doing all the planning and the other person is never available for the planning and the other person playing whatever you want, whatever you want. Do you really think this wedding is going to happen? Do you really?
It may happen. It may not stick.
You need a little bit from both people to say, hey, this is fine. Hey, I'm planning all the wedding. I'm talking to the wedding planner. I'm talking to the florist. I'm doing all these things. How involved do you want to be? Not at all. Do it all. I don't really care. Well, who do you want to invite? I won't invite anybody.
Did you watch The Wedding Singer? Is that why you're bringing up this example? Get out of the way, Billy Idol.
There you go, Julia Gulia. So you would want that. But yet here's John Harbaugh giving, hey, you talk about the Jets being master negotiators. This is a master class in acting from John Harbaugh, who was completely embarrassed by the Lamar Jackson tweet that goes out there. And he still answers questions about how he loves Lamar and he can't wait. You know what? Lamar Jackson has not once said how great he thinks a head coach John Harbaugh is. He has not once said, he's my guy. My problem is with the front office. Not once, because usually you get that. Usually you get, hey, coach and I are cool, but I'm worth X amount of dollars and I'm not getting it. And that's upset me. And this is between me and the front office. Nope. There's not been one. I love coach. Coach is my guy. And all Harbaugh has said is, oh, I love Lamar. He's my guy. I can't wait for the start. And he's just saying stupid things that don't make any sense. You're really planning your offense around Lamar Jackson? Come on, man. I was born at night, but not last night. You're planning for whatever the future is, whether it's Tyler Huntley or Jordan Love in a trade or Trey Lance or whoever's going to be playing quarterback for you next year. You can't tell me you're building your offense around Lamar Jackson. But this is part of his acting. It's great. He should win. He's acting like, hey, what's the role for John Harbaugh? Acting like a guy that knows he's getting a quarterback and thinks he's moving on just like it is last year when that's completely not going to happen. This is a masterclass. Jets master negotiators, John Harbaugh, masterclass in acting like everything is okay when it's clearly not, and both sides are headed for a big divorce, and Lamar Jackson's never going to play for the Ravens again. Bravo, John Harbaugh. Bravo.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, what's he supposed to do? I mean, he's got to go out there and put his best foot forward and hope that there can be some sort of reconciliation and reunion that comes into this, right? That since Lamar still doesn't have this monster offer that everybody said was going to be out there, right? There's going to be 8 teams climbing in at the top of market. Well, that's not happening. Doesn't mean that there's not 8 teams in different war rooms across the NFL trying to figure out how it works financially, draft pick, compensation, all that stuff. Doesn't mean that that's not there, but clearly nobody came with that massive offer right off the jump, or he would have trumpeted that. Right, beyond trying to sell me a gym on wheels, I think if he got a massive offer, it'd be like, all right, now we're talking blank you, Ravens. Didn't really get that. So Harbaugh's sitting there going, hey, you know what? And he's our quarterback until he's not, right? It goes back to my intention is ... right? The Aaron Rodgers. My intention is to be a Jet. Well, you're not yet. Likewise, their intention is that Lamar's going to be back. Well, he's not gone. He's in limbo, right? This is not heaven or hell. It is limbo as you try to figure out what the next steps are. So he put on his best face, and then I'm sure as soon as he was behind closed door, he kicked something, he threw something, smashed a mirror. I don't know, called someone a dirty name. Maybe used some profanities we couldn't possibly come anywhere close to here on the radio. But the reality is that what else was he going to do? Cry about it? Wow, it's really an unfortunate situation with Lamar. I really hate that we've gotten to this point. Boo-hoo! Boo freaking who? I mean, because his other alternative is to jump up and completely go heel and just start ripping Bisciotti for his public comments and making a nuisance of himself when after the Deshaun Watson deal was announced. Like, you know what? You really screwed any opportunities we had here.
He's doing fantastic. This really is something. He knows he's never going to have him play for the team again. He doesn't know who his quarterback is going to be. Doesn't know if he's going to be the head coach. Is he going to be the head coach to see them through? He was head coach from Flacco to Jackson, now from Jackson. Doesn't know any of these
Flacco
things.
In.
And he's,
he's
just,
elite.
And Flacco
Super
won a Bowl
champion,
Bowl.
Baby.
And Harbaugh's just talking around like, yeah, hey, everything is fine. Business as usual. We're planning on this. It's like, dude, are you not serious? You're fiddling while Rome is burning, man. You're Emperor Nero. Come on, dude. You know this is happening.
Now,
still,
that's a good visual right there.
You've gotten the sit. Now you're just picturing Harbaugh with a fiddle around Ravens camp. And you just want Lamar Jackson just leaving, waving like when everything is on fire. And he's just waving goodbye to everybody.
Who's on the swing set?
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye. This is it. I mean, this is awesome. The fact that he can do this, knowing full well that his time with Lamar Jackson is over, and that's something. That's really some kind of skill to be able to say, yeah, no, guys, I don't know anything that you don't know. The one thing I will say is, dude, you really sound like you're just the head coach, right? I mean, that's the one thing I would say. To sit here and say, I'm following it, I haven't seen the tweet, I'm keeping track of it. Don't sit here and just flaunt out that, yeah, I don't talk to my quarterback. But he's always done that, right? What at the end of the season? Hey, is Lamar going to come back and play? You know, I haven't talked to him. I won't get a chance to talk to him until probably Wednesday. So, you know, ask me those questions. And wait, you're not going to talk to your quarterback for 5 days? You're not going to – really? You can't? You can't talk to that? It's like he has made a cottage industry of, yeah, I'm just the head coach.
Well, you kick the can down the road. Absolutely. Hey, look, Look, DaCosta's got to answer for all the wide receiver questions, and he'll fight with them. I have to answer questions to y'all, and my record speaks for itself, and great level of success, right? But obviously a lot more turmoil. Once upon a time, this was the medal stand of competent, consistent, coherent, above reproach organizations. For the most part, obviously, there were a couple of other off the field and transgressions that how things were handled. You still kind of scratch your head all these years later. But when we look at where Harbaugh is, this is his only recourse. It is, after all, only March, 27th? So nobody's playing football, right? Just like Belichick said, that's the one thing I'll agree with Bill on. Like, nobody's getting on a field and lining up right now. A lot of time to repair. And this is a golden rule for everybody. You're not out of time. Go repair those relationships. Make the call. Call your buddy. Mock the Jets.
Listen, he's following. What'd you just say?
Mock the Jets.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. You said mock. I didn't know what you said.
Even if he did say it, we're not dumping it.
I didn't know what you said there for a second.
I said mock.
Yeah, okay, no, it's good.
You were too busy trying to jump in, Mr. Helper.
No, it just got a little bit, got a little fuzzy there for a second. I'm just making sure that's what you said. Hey, we're not
yeah,
only
because after
satellite.
All these years, that excited utterance while making fun of the Jets is going to be the
what?
Way I
what happened
out.
To Mike?
But be honest, you would love to be able to say that on a show one night. You know what, Jason?
I'll say it right now. But Jason, this best actor, real quickly, this best actor thing is going to be a lot tighter race than you think, man.
Why?
Because the Jets are right there knowing damn well Aaron Rodgers ain't coming through that
but
door.
But this was all across the board. You saw it with the Commanders. Hey, we're great with our quarterback room. We're not interested in Lamar. La-la-la. You got Joe Douglas doing his song and dance over there. You got Harbaugh go back and, you know, quotes out of Indianapolis. Yeah, everybody comes in. The only people that were kind of honest with things are San Francisco. Hey, you want this guy if you don't get Lamar or Aaron? Because he's available.
Best actor.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Jets master negotiators.
Said nobody ever.
John Harbaugh master class in acting. Better than Brendan Fraser in The Whale.
Really?
Master of the house.
Have you seen that movie? Have you seen it?
So I thought The Whale, he was good, but I thought the movie was just okay.
Yeah, yeah, I heard the movie was not.
The movie was just okay.
And I've watched half of that Knock at the Cabin Door or whatever the hell it's called with Bautista.
Oh,
boy,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Snoozer.
Is it really?
Say that to
so
his face.
Slow.
Because I'll tell you what.
So
that,
slow.
That book.
Groff's in there. I was excited.
Oh, is it? Does he do the song? Does he do the You'll Be Back? That
he does get
book.
To sing at one point, but no, he
this
does
is
not.
Jose Bautista, right?
Trust me, you want to, yeah, Joey Bats. You want to read the book.
the book is so unbelievably phenomenal, and I don't want to ruin it for you, but I've heard about the movie, and it didn't make me excited to see it. The book is one of the best books I've read the last 5 years. It's so incredibly – it's tough, but it's so unbelievably interesting.
The Whale is one that I still haven't once it's available for free for streaming, I'm in.
Yeah, it's like I said.
I ain't paying for that.
Brendan Fraser's fine. The movie's okay. It's, it's him in a suit, and that's what it
is. Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I'm an ass man.
True. Owners meetings are where it's at. You get all kinds of crazy information today. We had Lamar Jackson. We had Aaron Rodgers. And we got some Trey Lance by way of Brock Purdy, by way of Niners GM John Lynch. Hey, it's not just Lamar Jackson that's available for a trade. He requested a trade. It's not just Aaron Rodgers. It's going to wind up being a Jet at some point very soon because the Jets are master negotiators. After what GM John Lynch said today, if you want Trey Lance, you can go get him. Widely assumed in the offseason, Lance be the number one guy. Brock Purdy recovering from surgery to his UCL. The good news for the 49ers, and great news for Brock Purdy, is that the surgery did not have to be a full repair. So the whole 6, 7, 8 month thing, not going to happen. The Niners have gone this entire offseason operating under the assumption and the facts that they will have Brock Purdy and Trey Lance and Sam Darnold, allegedly, for the season. But Brock Purdy's the most important one. Not going to have to worry about sitting out and not being able to come back until October or November. Here's John Lynch today saying, hey, the season started tomorrow. Guess who our quarterback would be?
I think Brock has earned the right with the way he played that he's probably the leader in the clubhouse at that. You know, I'll let Kyle make those kind of decisions, but I know when we talk, I think Brock's probably earned that right to be the guy. If we were to line up, he'd probably take that first snap. And really excited about where Trey is at with his progress from his injury. He's been working really hard and, love the opportunity to be able to bring in Sam Darnold and his skill set. We think it's a really good fit. And so we like that. We like that room a lot.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. This is a big fat lie. And John Lynch is telling everybody Trey Lance is available, right? Brock Purdy is our guy. If they operated the offseason knowing that we're not going to add a big-time starting quarterback because Brock Purdy is going to be healthy, why go get Sam Darnold?
Because in theory, you have Purdy and you have Trey Lance, right? So if Purdy can't do it, you have Lance. Why go get Sam Darnold then? If Purdy's going to be healthy, why go get Darnold? Why spend that kind of money on a premium backup? Even if you don't know if he's going to be ready, Trey Lance is there, right? He's going to start. Why go get Sam Darnold? Now it all makes sense. Darnold's in there to back up Brock Purdy, and Trey Lance is someone who they are ready to move on from. If you need, he's telling everybody, if you need a quarterback, call me. Now I'm finally ready to trade Trey Lance. If we started tomorrow, Brock's our guy. That's how he's been operating the entire offseason. So that means Trey Lance is available. Call me for him right now.
This is where I steal from you and say, you know what? I could be a GM.
There you go.
This is what I've been calling for.
General manager.
Well, it's what I've been calling for all along, right? We've talked a lot about the concepts in the economic terms of sunk costs for a long time here on the show. For those not up to speed, look, it's money you spent. You can't get it back. Just be better with the next dollar, the next $5, whatever your next paycheck is. Clean up your mistakes and move forward. In this case, not that it's a mistake, Lance hasn't been able to stay healthy, hasn't been able to get on the field. We don't know what it is behind the scenes in terms of how they truly feel about what he could be, but we always talk about availability, and he hasn't been there. That's one of the questions in terms of trying to secure that massive bag for Lamar Jackson, back-to-back years. How much is injury? How much was out of spite towards the end, right? So when you bring in Sam Darnold, still, what is he, 25, right? Or just turning 26, mm-hmm. Still young. And you figure you've got your roster, you picked up the fifth year on Ayuk, and you've got McCaffrey, you've got all these guys that you can go make some hay. So you don't need to really press your luck. And Lance, depending on, you know, what other teams may value him, you look at the quarterback position for this year's drafts, a lot of questions after those first two guys. Maybe he slots on somebody's board as the would-be third so you can go get good trade value.
Jets.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike. It's all, hey, if he wants to back up Aaron Rodgers, that's fine. Another reason why the Niners just always seem to step in it, and they all, good things just happen to them that we didn't get to here. We're going to get to in a couple minutes, as well as the latest on Lamar Jackson. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.